Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You know, whenever you get the joy of your salvation, listen to what it will produce. Verse 12, it says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. The question is, why did you lose it in the first place? This is something that you have to constantly pay attention to. As we are involved with the world activities, we can lose our joy. We can lose our joy. Now, we didn't lose our salvation, but we lost that zeal that we once had. We lost focus. We get concentrated on the things around us. Bills are due, sickness, job, family acting crazy. Where is the joy of our salvation? But whenever we get our joy of our salvation back, we get our focus, and listen to this. And he says, uphold me with thy free spirit. God holds us. When we understand that we don't hold anything, that's why we can't lose our salvation, because it's wrapped up in him. It's sealed until the day of redemption, it says. But God has our salvation wrapped up. And listen to what verse 13 says. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. You will only spread God's word when you have the joy of your salvation. Which brings the question is why Christians are not spreading the joy of the Lord. The question is they don't have the joy of their salvation. I'm not saying they're not saved, but they don't have that joy. The Bible strictly says then, after you get that joy, then you will do it. Because we know the Bible says we go weeping, carrying our sheaves with us, but we shall come back rejoicing, carrying them with us. What a great thing when we know that we can go out carrying God's word and that he is going to bless it. You know, I love it when our soul winning team, I tell you, I think the highlight of my day is when we come back together as a group and get the report. And I tell you, Brother Spike, Jawan really enjoyed your son coming out. Get him to come back out. He said, oh, we had a great time. Well, that's what it's all about. We can do things for Christ and have a great time. The joy of the Lord. And as we give God, as we have that joy of the Lord, then we can praise him. As we go back to Psalm 67. It says, verse 5, let the people praise thee, O God, let the people praise thee. And then look at verse 6. God always has some conditions here. He says, then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. He's not going to bless us unless we praise him. Because you're not going to praise somebody who's not doing anything. When you recognize that God is in control and that God is blessing you, you can come before him with raised up hands and praise him. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about as we lift our hands, we're giving praises to the Lord. I don't know, some Sundays you don't feel like getting up, but if you can what? Just wave your hand, it feels different. You know, I like to do both of them because that's like the universal sign of what? Surrender. I surrender all. We don't sing that song much as we should we? And we should raise it with up, sing it with uplift hands. I surrender all. Have you surrendered it all to Jesus? He's in control anyway. He's in control anyway. When we just say, Lord God, I surrender all. And the Bible says, then the earth shall give its increase, and he shall bless us. What a blessing. And I don't know about you, but when God blesses us, we know, as he said in the book of Genesis, it's good. Whatever he does is good. So we want a blessing for the Lord. We have to continue to praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.